Chapter 16. They brought in the Ark of God, and set it in the midst of the tent that David had set up for it, and they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. When David had made an end of offering the burnt offering and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. He dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread, and a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. He appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the Ark of the Lord, and to celebrate and to thank and praise the Lord, the God of Israel, Asaph the chief, and second to him Zechariah, Haziel, and Shemiramoth, and Yehiel, and Mattathiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael, with stringed instruments and with harps, and Asaph with cymbals, sounding aloud, and Benaiah and Jehaziel the priests with trumpets continually, before the Ark of the Covenant of God. Then on that day David first ordained to give thanks to the Lord, by the hand of Asaph and his brothers. O give thanks to the Lord! Call on his name! Make his deeds known among the peoples! Sing to him! Sing praises to him! Tell of all his marvelous works! Glory in his holy name! Let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice! Seek the Lord and his strength! Seek his face forevermore! Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth, you offspring of Israel his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, his oath to Isaac. He confirmed the same to Jacob for a statute, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, I will give you the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but a few men in number, yes, very few, and foreigners were in it. They went about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He allowed no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sakes, do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Display his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, and his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, you relatives of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering, and come before him. Worship the Lord in holy array. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is established that it can't be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar, and its fullness. Let the field exult, and all that is in it. Then the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. Say, save us, God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the nations, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. So he left there, before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brothers, to minister before the Ark continually, as every day's work required, and Obed-Edom with their brothers, 68, Obed-Edom also the son of Jeduthun and Hosea to be doorkeepers, and Zadok the priest, and his brothers the priests, before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offering continually morning and evening, even according to all that is written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded to Israel, and with them Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest who were chosen, who were mentioned by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his loving kindness endures forever, and with them Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals for those that should sound aloud, and with instruments for the songs of God, and the sons of Jeduthun to be at the gate. All the people departed every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house.